Milwaukee will receive nearly $15 million from the federal government to install 53 electric vehicle charging stations around the city. Another $13 million is going to Dane County for more EV chargers there. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports that the grants come during an uncertain political and industrial climate for electric vehicles.
3 months ago, the state of Wisconsin announced the planned locations of 53 new so-called fast chargers paid for by the feds in the first round of the NEVI, or National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program. Only a handful of the chargers were scheduled to be in the Milwaukee area, all in suburbs. Now, Federal Highway Administrator Shailen Batt tells WUWM that a City of Milwaukee grant proposal has been accepted, and using discretionary funds in round two of the program, his agency will send Milwaukee about $15 million to pay for chargers at 53 city sites.
What we worked with the city on, they prioritize sites that are lacking existing EV infrastructure, you know, places for low to moderate income communities and neighborhoods with high ratios of multifamily housing units. So the vast majority of people who own EVs charge them in their own driveway or in their own garage. And what Milwaukee is doing is looking at places where people don't have access to that feature but still want to charge their vehicles.
Batt says the $13 million for 92 level 2 DC fast charging stations in Dane County has a different goal.
This is more of a mix of urban and suburban areas, and it's even got some rural sites as well. So Dane County obviously has already been a leader in this space, and this is about filling in some of the gaps that they have.
But the increase in EV chargers comes amid some uncertainty of car makers' commitment to electric vehicles. Ford said last week that it's scrapping its plan to make nothing but electric SUVs, saying drivers want gas-electric hybrids. Now, that move could actually help Ford make more smaller EVs, but any pullback from industry comes as Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump continues to criticize the Biden administration's approach to the changing auto market. At last month's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, the former president promised what he'd do back in the White House.
And I will end the electric vehicle mandate on day one, thereby saving the U.S. auto industry from complete obliteration, which is happening right now, and saving U.S. customers thousands and thousands of dollars per car.
There isn't a federal EV mandate, but the Biden administration does want automakers to reduce air pollution emissions by producing more EVs and hybrids. Also, Trump recently complimented automaker and Trump donor Elon Musk for his Tesla electric vehicles. Federal Highway Administrator Batt says claims that the government wants to get rid of gas-powered vehicles are flat out wrong.
This is not about taking away internal combustion engine vehicles. In fact, if anything, internal combustion engines have become much more efficient over the years, and they're a great choice for people.
But other people say, let's get going on more EV chargers. One of the sites the state promises to put a charger is here, outside a Holiday Inn next to I-41 in Wauwatosa. Tesla driver John Olson meets us and says after following the issue for 30 years, he knows running on gasoline is not the future.
We knew when looking at oil, and it is a fixed resource, and we are burning through it very quickly. So it's not a question of if we have to electrify, it's when.
Olson's friend and fellow EV owner Tom Brunka also predicts gas prices will rise faster than electricity prices. But Brunka wants to make sure the government-funded charging stations are the right power level for what's needed at a location.
Level one is what we have in our wall receptacles at home, and it works, but yeah, for a Tesla Model 3, it's going to take 3-4 days.
Brunka and Olson say getting a lot of higher power level 2 and level 3 chargers in the right places will be key to making a widespread switch to EV. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.